Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. Yet another sign that football season is upon us in tomorrow's Times Free Press. The high school football section, all 80 pages of it. Stephen Hargis, the Times Free Press sports editor who is in charge of assembling that bad boy, joins us here on Press Row. Stephen, how many teams we got covered in that thing?
I think 55, somewhere in the neighborhood.
Nice.
I think there's 30 Tennessee and 25 in Georgia. So I think right around that number. Yeah.
Now, did he ask you how many teams that are in that thing, or how many Bud Lights I've had since Tuesday?
I'm right there with you, James. As soon as that thing went to print, it's been a little bit of a celebration. It was like giving birth. You're big relief.
Now, this is the first high school football section in a long, long time without Hal Lamb as Calhoun's coach.
Yes. And I think we had Lindsey Young and I were talking earlier this morning because we've got a story coming out for next week. You know, the season actually kicks off next Wednesday. And one of the features that we'll do is just on, we had a record number of coaching changes. I think there was 13 or 14 schools that changed, but nowhere – is there more of a question in terms of what's this program going to look like now than at Calhoun without Hal Lamb? I mean, just, you know, that guy, you knew every year the playoffs were a given, region championship was a given, and they probably were going to be at least in the quarterfinals, if not playing for a state championship every year. So that's just a weird situation to go into a high school football season and say Hal Lamb's not at Calhoun.
I'm going to move up 75 to Dalton, and, you know, folks around here in Chattanooga know that McCauley's got a really special player in Jay Hardy, and I know Tennessee fans would love to keep him close to home, but at Dalton, a really good running back that's committed to Georgia Tech already.
Yeah, Jameer Gibbs, he's the guy that again, Lindsey and I, when we were talking about some of our prospects coming up, there's one publication that says that Jameer Gibbs might be the top running back in Class 6A by the end of the season once people get a chance to see him play, and that he's, you know, more and more offers are going to come in for him. That kid, I've seen just the huddle highlights of him just to kind of get a glimpse of what he looks like. And, I mean, special runner, big kid. And when he came in for his Dynamite Dozen photo, he's not a slightly built high school kid. You know, he's a good 185, 190 legit. So, you know, he could pack on even more weight and looks like he can carry it with no problem.
That's the traditional spelling of Jameer, right?
Yes, the traditional spelling. The Grundy County spelling of Jameer.
J-A-H-M-Y-R.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, how else would you spell it, Jameer?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, my given name's Jerry. I can't get more redneck than the given name Jerry.
All right.
So you're saying that you and Kathleen were not down to Jameer or Lee for the last two names?
It was a coin flip.
So okay, you learn something new every day. Jay is not short for Jameer.
No, it's not.
It's short for Jerry.
Yes.
All right. You mentioned the new coaches. Stephen, if you were someone living in Chattanooga 15 years ago and moved away, and then you would come back and see tomorrow's high school preview section and see where Boyd Buchanan lost every game last season by at least 5 touchdowns, that's incredible given to where they were. Like I said, if you were living here 15, 20 years ago when they were winning state titles.
I mean, that just tells you, especially at small schools, that tells you how quickly things can go south at a program, you know, a small school program especially. You know, they had Robert Akins obviously built that thing up, and Grant Reynolds with his defensive coordinator, and then Grant did a tremendous job for years and years. And then all of a sudden, you know, whether for whatever reason, the program just, once it started that decline, it made a pretty steady decline. And, I mean, my alma mater is another one that's an example. They went from Vic Grider, you know, getting them to state championships to within 2 years after he was gone, they'd gone from playing for a state championship to they had 17 kids coming out for football in the spring and wondering whether or not they were going to even have football. And so they had to make a coaching change there. It can go south in a hurry in high school football if you don't have the right guys over a program that kind of, you know, make kids want to come out. So that you have the numbers and also, you know, guys who are running the program the way it should be ran so that you continue to, whatever you've built, it can be lost within 2 years.
You're listening to Stephen Hargis, the sports editor of the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and in tomorrow's paper, the high school football special section, 80 pages. Wells, Jay, and I looking at them now. They're very, very sharp. So be sure to get a Times Free Press tomorrow.
All right, my man, you mentioned your hometown. What is more important to Marion County, the whole, not the high school, which you refer to as Jasper, just your home county? What's more important, cast iron skillets or high school football?
Well, you got to have the cast iron skillets to begin with because you got to have the cornbread so that you can get your kids big enough to play on Friday night.
Okay, okay, okay. I understand that. That's fair.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger testament that Baylor was getting serious, that they did not like how McCauley's getting a leg up, than I saw online today that the blurb next to Baylor being number three in the power poll was three high-profile transfers coming in?
Yeah, and from all regions. They've got a kid coming from Franklin County, Tennessee, a kid coming from Knoxville, and a kid coming from North Carolina. So, I mean, The jets were fueled, and they sent the boosters out to find some talent coming back.
Very active transfer portal on the Tennessee
yes.
River.
Hey, the transfer portal is who's his britches? Childress ready for the TSSAA transfer portal?
No, I got to say he is not ready for that. But there's some schools who are already trying that out a little bit. But Baylor definitely got serious. You guys know how that works. McCauley's been good for a while, got to the semifinals last year. Baylor's struggled recently, even though, like 3 years before they started this decline a couple of years ago, they were in the semifinals three straight years, and the 2 years before that, they were playing for state championships. So clearly Phil Massey, knows what he's doing. So I'm sure they looked around and said, okay, what's the issue here? Oh, yeah, we don't have some of these three- and four-star high school prospects that Phil – had to work with before when they had Jacob Huseman and some of those guys. So let's go get him some help on the field.
All right, my man. My last point, and I'm just going to throw it out there, and I know you're not going to speak on this, but I'm just going to throw it out there. With what Pascal does for college football, and that's amazing for the Times Free Press, what Dave Flessner does for the business section, that's amazing for the Times Free Press. We've got a whole ton of professionals over there. I don't know of anyone who knows their beat as completely as you do when it comes to high school football. So I just want to tell you and everybody listening to the sound of my voice how much every blitz, every Saturday morning is just a treasure and absolutely worth the price of admission. And that said, don't make any more typos. Deal?
We'll try not to, Jay. I really appreciate that sincerely. And if anybody sees any typos, don't tell me about it now.
Yeah, wait a few weeks. That usually feels better. Yeah, the typo the day of never feels great. You know, Stephen, about that Baylor-McCauley rivalry, I think both coaches actually have a winning record against the other right now, just given that, Ralph left for a little bit and Massey, got the upper hand, and now Ralph's back and McCauley's had success. It's kind of a unique deal where I think both of them have a winning record in that rivalry.
That's actually pretty neat. I was not aware of that, but I think you're, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I think you're exactly right. Yeah, and how when does that ever happen? It can't. So that's kind of a neat part of that rivalry too. But that game right there, I'm telling you, there will be some college scouts on Baylor's campus when McCauley comes calling, and that thing will be a lot of fun to watch. When you think about Noah Martin, the linebacker at Baylor, that's already committed to Stanford. And then those three juniors that are getting looks. And then Mikos Baker is another kid who's a junior receiver who's getting looks. I mean, there's like six or seven kids from Baylor alone. And then Jay Hardy, who's arguably the top defensive prospect in the state, is going to be playing. D'Angelo Hardy, who's committed to Kennesaw State. B.J. Harris, the running back from McCauley, that's going to get some SEC looks. I mean, that's going to be just – if you love high school football and you like recruiting, that's the game to put on your calendar and make sure you go to that one.
You know, and Stephen, we talked about Boyd Buchanan and the long season that they had last year. I know Walker Valley's another team that lost every game, and I guess Drew Aikens is there to try to rebuild that program. And I know they're, due to division realignment, they're already set for the playoffs. But I would think the one team that is so ready for this season to start after the way last season ended – was Notre Dame, given the way last year ended and the one that got away, because they really did seem to have as good a shot at a state title. And I know Whitwell brought one home, but it seemed like Notre Dame had a really good shot for one as well.
Yeah, they do. And it seems like every year we have those teams that you watch in the regular season, you go, all right, they should get there unless they have some injuries. And then something will happen in the playoffs, something screwy will happen where they'll lose a heartbreaker. And Notre Dame was that team last year because, you know, they won the region. They won 10 straight games and then lost to an FRA team. They should not have lost. They lost to them by 1 point. And, you know, Charles Fant, the coach of Notre Dame, will readily admit they should not have lost that game. But they did. And that cost them a chance to go, you know, that was a round away from the semifinals, probably cost them a chance to get back to the state championship where they'd been the year before. They returned pretty much their whole offensive defensive lines intact. And I think, you know, they will be playing with a chip on their shoulder this year with that many guys coming back, and especially seniors who want to end their career on a high note. They're going to remind them about how last season ended once the playoffs start.
All right, Stephen, let's have some fun with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head to close it. You ready?
Awesome. Let's do it.
Give me a team that's under the radar that nobody's talking about.
Howard.
Who was the first coach you remember interviewing that you were intimidated by?
Philip Lawley.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's going to kick you in the nuts if you didn't like his question.
Philip Lawley was a guy who would intimidate him. He was the guy, real quick, I know this rap hard, but real quick, he had the kid Carlton Persons who signed with Alabama, and when Carlton moved to North Jackson, Lawley locked the door in the field house, took his shirt off, and said, "You either take that earring out, or if you can whip my ass, I'll let you wear it." And the kid took the earring out immediately.
All right, we know about Baylor McCauley. We know about Marion South Pitt. We know about Red Bank Soddy. Give me an underrated rivalry.
Underrated, I would say, I mean, it's not underrated. We just don't hear about it as much over here. Cleveland-Bradley is as intense when those guys play anything as we've got in the area. If you want to go, you know, small schools, you can go when any of the Baptist Christian schools get after each other, there's going to be bloodshed.
Well, there is. And I mean, and none of those folks are going to look at each other in the liquor store either.
No, they do not speak in the liquor store.
Hey, let me ask you this. I know y'all have done a ton of research. I know you got your Dynamite Dozen, and those are the college prospects. I like to call this my annual Ty Beck nominee. Who's just the dude that is a great high school football player that may or may not be on a college radar, but somebody who every Friday night just jumps off the field to people?
I mean, the one that jumps to mind immediately, just because I thought he might be a bigger prospect, would be Noah Martin at Baylor. Just a real physical guy. When he plays fullback or linebacker for them, you know, he's one of those guys. He's going to Stanford, yeah, but I thought he might get some even bigger looks than that. I'm going to, just when you talk about a physical specimen, I would say him, Devontae Smith at Howard. Devontae's a 6 foot, 220-pound linebacker and running back, and I saw him in a scrimmage a few weeks ago, and those 100-pound DBs were going at his ankles and backing away from him real quick. He's a physical. He's a man.
All right, Stephen, this will be a combination of things. I want to know these four factors: the quality of the press box.
All right.
The general setting, I mean, just a pretty all-around setting, good food, and you get really close parking. In other words, a reporter's dream.
I got my answer, but you go, Stephen. You're the authority.
Oh, you want me to go? Okay. As far as the way they treat you, I mean, Dalton was always great.
That's my answer. That was my answer, no kidding.
That's your answer?
That's got, yeah, the setting, Dalton, the press Dalton box, the there, food, man, and the parking.
The whole nine yards. I
mean, Dalton's got it. It feels like a small college kind of atmosphere. You've got the tailgating, you got kids, you know, jumping around on the inflatable stuff. They feed you in the press box. They hand you stats. You know, the games that I've covered, they'll bring you stats at the end of the quarters. I mean, it's a luxury to cover a game at Dalton.
Kudos to the Catamounts. Good job.
Hey, my top three may be in North Georgia.
Dalton.
Dalton, Ridgeland, and Calhoun were all really good.
Ridgeland's atmosphere and their stadium, I'm right there with you, Jay. I mean, you've got the mountains as the backdrop. It's really pretty. And a place I was at today, I tell you, that's underrated as far as just a gorgeous setting, is Dade County High School with the mountains in the backdrop there. It's a really pretty place, too. So North Georgia, they definitely do things right there. There's a lot of our Tennessee schools that I wish did as far as media. We're just talking, you know, selfishly from the media standpoint. The Georgia schools make it a lot easier for you to cover their games than a lot of our Tennessee teams.
Real quick, before we let you go, because we've had him on the show, and I know you've talked to him multiple times, and you talked to him earlier today, what does Dale Pruitt think about the Vols?
He's going up to watch the scrimmage Saturday. He said they've at least got more bodies that look like they can play college football instead of, you know, like they should be ball boys somewhere. so that's a positive. You know, we'll see how that turns out. He agreed with, you know, one thing we were laughing about, not really laughing about, but he said there's been so many injuries or illnesses on that roster since Jeremy Pruitt took over that, as Dale said, he didn't even know what these medical issues were until Jeremy would call him, you know, and say, we've got this kid who's got a narrowing of the spine, or, you know, with the Baylen Buchanan and some of this other stuff that's happened. So that's one thing that he says will be a you know, they've got to get over that hump of having these guys with these weird injuries.
80 pages of high school football in tomorrow's Chattanooga Times Free Press. If you're a high school football fan, it is a must get. Steven, great job, and thanks as always for joining us here on Press Row.
Thanks, guys. Fun as always.
All righty. 648-1051 is the number. We'll reintroduce the Papa John's poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.